The work of Multnomah Youth Commission on this issue should give all of us hope for the future. I firmly believe that the only way to see change is to make change. I commend you for standing up to help make positive change in our community. Sincerely, Antoinette Myers.
Are there any questions?
It was an excellent presentation. By the way, Antoinette Myers is now an intern in the mayor's office, and we've really enjoyed working with her.
So yeah. Okay.
Got to know her better. Thank you. You know, you folks do such a good job, it's kind of hard to think of a question to ask. I know there's a lot of subsequent steps that have to occur, and as you said, TriMet has to take into consideration a lot of issues. But I think there are some avenues that have never been explored before in terms of the Betsy funding that perhaps could help this. And I also want to thank two adults that really do a lot to help you folks, and that's Josh Todd and Nate. Those folks are very instrumental, and we really appreciate you, Nate. Could you just stand and let these folks? You seldom get any recognition. And you truly are shining examples of leadership in our community, and I'm just so very proud of what you do for our community. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. We have folks centered to testify on this.
We had two people sign up, Andrew Seaton and Sarah Meyerowitz.
Andrew Seaton is not testifying.
He left too.
Thank you for being here. Would you state your name when you speak, and you have 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is Sarah Meyerowitz. I am the current co-chair of the Youth Pass Committee on the Multnomah Youth Commission. And I would just like to thank you all for your support of the Youth Pass project. Jack and Lisa did a great job explaining exactly what the Youth Pass project is, and I don't feel I need to go much further into that. But I would like to thank you for your support, and I feel like the Youth Pass transportation is a huge issue in terms of getting both for youth in terms of getting both to and from extracurriculars and school. And especially with the rising gas prices, access to transportation is getting increasingly difficult for youth. And I've heard that TriMet is currently thinking of an increase in prices for their transportation also, and that's only going to make it more difficult for youth to access it. And having a free transportation is going to break those barriers and make it a lot easier for youth to access the resources available to them. And so your support of the Youth Pass is really going to make a huge difference in terms of youth being able to be active in their community and succeed in school. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, resolution, please call the vote.
Adams?
I'm very pleased to join with the mayor in co-sponsoring this resolution in support of the Multnomah Youth Commission's efforts to establish the fareless transportation system. I was at the University of Oregon when we established University of Oregon students that Lane Transit District, that your valid quarterly student ID served as a transit pass, and it was greeted with enthusiasm and, as you mentioned in your testimony, helped make permanent transit riders out of U of O college students. So I think this makes all the sense in the world. As part of my regular meeting with Fred Hansen yesterday, we talked about this issue. So I look forward to digging in with the mayor and his team and everyone on the Youth Commission to move it forward. Aye.
Fish.
Mayor, I'm very pleased to support this resolution, and I would be remiss, since I just got off the campaign trail, if I did not acknowledge that one of the very best campaign forums that was organized during the campaign that I was a part of was hosted by the Multnomah Youth Commission, and you got a tremendous turnout, and we were put through some very tough questions by different groups of students, and I was so proud to win the straw poll that I actually put it on my campaign website. So I thank you for your work. We could not be prouder of what you do, and I'm looking forward to the day when you're sitting up in these chairs leading this city. So I'm proud to vote aye.
Leonard.
Well, this is just a great idea, particularly at a time
when it is a challenge for anybody to put fuel in their vehicle. Mass transit, I think I agreed with one of the comments that we heard from the presenters. If you become used to using it, then you use it your whole life. And I have, as well as a student from Grand High School, we used to have much of what you're talking about, a little star on our ID that we used to get on the buses. So I think this is a great idea. I appreciate your work. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank the Multnomah Youth Commission for its tenacity, and I've really watched you grow over the years and become more involved, and I think it's great. So I just want to say kudos for that. And then for coming up with this idea of the youth pass, or borrowing the idea from Lane County. This is really a very novel application of the state's business energy tax credit, but one can certainly see how it will increase ridership and reduce petroleum consumption. So that's a great thing, and I'm really pleased to support this. Aye.
Potter.
Well, I've already let the Multnomah Youth Commission know how much I appreciate them and their maturity. A lot of, I think, adults tend to prejudge young people and assume that they can't make good, solid decisions and carry out adult functions. Multnomah Youth Commission puts that myth to rest because they are a energized group of young people that know themselves and their environment, and I agree with Commissioner Nick Fish that we are just warming these seats for this next generation, and I think these folks are the indicators of that. So thank you so much, and we're going to do everything we can, Commissioner Adams and myself and the council, to ensure that young people do have transportation that provides and opens up new opportunities for them. Thank you very much. I vote aye. We'll move to the regular agenda. Please read item 798.
Authorize intergovernmental agreement between the City of Portland and Portland Development Commission to promote consistent legal counsel on issues of mutual concern.
It's a second reading. Call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 799.
Amend contract with MCA Architects to provide additional architectural and engineering consulting services for the remodel of fire stations 15, 24, and 43.
Second reading, call a vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 800.
Create a local improvement district to construct street improvements north of Francis Street in the Southeast 31st Avenue Local Improvement District.
Mr. Adams.
Andrew.
Good morning, Mayor Potter and Commissioners. Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. An LID formation ordinance is being presented to you today for your consideration to improve Southeast 31st Avenue north of Francis Street to a dead end south of Powell Boulevard. Commissioner Fish, it is a privilege to have you consider this agenda item. Other members of the council will recall that council approved the resolution of intent on May 7th, at which time petitions were accepted from all but one of the property owners in the proposed LID. Today, we have one remonstrance against LID formation as shown on the map that I will hand out to you. The property owner submitting the remonstrance has 150 feet of frontage abutting Southeast 31st Avenue. 50 feet of this frontage has already been improved, and this portion would not be assessed in the future by this LID. Only the remaining 100 feet of frontage abutting the now unimproved portion of Southeast 31st Avenue would be assessed in the future. The remonstrance is summarized in detail in Exhibit G. After hearing the property owner testimony today, it is recommended that Council move the LID formation ordinance to a second reading for a vote next week. If you approve the ordinance next week, the ordinance includes the directive to overrule the remonstrances. And we have I think we have several property owners here to testify. Thank you.
Questions? Thank you. How many folks have testified on this matter?
I have one person, Janice Wilson.
Okay, is there another person who wishes to testify to this matter? Okay, just after Ms. Wilson. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Janice Wilson, and
And I own the duplex on the dead-end street that we'd like to have the street improved. So, yeah, it's just a mess down there, check holes and, all kinds of stuff going, garbage, people dumping garbage and needles, and it's just a mess. So we'd like to clean it up and make it a nice, you know, nice neighborhood and a nice place to live.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes. I can just reiterate as well. My name for the record is Troy Rappold. I own a duplex right next to hers. And it's a great little neighborhood, a lot of older homes that have been refurbished. It looks nice, except for the street where we live on. Everything is paved with improvements, sidewalks, drainage for rain, except for that 31st Avenue portion right there that if you're driving in that neighborhood, you think it's great until you pull on that street, and then all of a sudden you're in a third world country with potholes and gravel and dirt and trash. And wouldn't take too much just to pave it and improve it, put a sidewalk on there, and really help the neighborhood to look finished.
Thank you very much. Is that all who signed up to testify?
That's all who signed up.
Okay, it's a non-emergency. It moves to a second reading. Thank you, folks. Please read item 801.
Vacate a portion of Southeast 42nd Avenue, south of Southeast Crystal Springs Boulevard, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
It's a second reading. Call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 802.
Extend term of franchise extension granted to Quest Communications Corporation to build and operate telecommunications facilities within city streets.
Commissioner Saltzman.
This is a routine franchise extension. David Solos is here if anybody has any questions.
Thank you. Has anybody signed to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Is there anybody here who wishes to testify to this matter? Okay. It's emergency. Call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 803.
Amend boundaries for Portland State University franchise to include newly acquired properties.
Second reading. Call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 804.
Authorized contract with Opsis Architecture LLP for planning and design services for the development of Mount Tabor Central Yard and nursery at $200,000.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This contract pertains to the Mount Tabor Master Plan update, the goal of which is to restore and improve the central maintenance yard and nursery for Portland Parks and Recreation in collaboration with the community. The scope of services included here will allow the production of a design for the site, including a medium confidence cost estimate. The design will reflect the values of improved working conditions, sustainability, historic preservation, and community integration. Opsis Architecture, based in Northwest Portland, was selected through a competitive design process. The choice was made by the 35-member planning group, which includes parks employees and members of the community. Portland Parks Specialist Maya Spencer is here if there's any questions.
Questions from the commissioners? It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. We're recessed until 2 p.m. tomorrow.
I think we actually had it listed as an emergency.
You made it.
Yeah.
What?
Oh,
is it an emergency?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It showed non-emergency here.
Somebody's keeping us on track.
Are you sure?
Well, we want to get the architect firm started on their work. So
it does show as a non-emergency.
It's published
as a non-emergency.
I see an asterisk.
At least mine's out of date.
It does have an emergency clause on it, Ben, but it does not have an asterisk in the agenda.
Okay, so it is an emergency.
But is there a process, Ben, by which we need to do something?
Do we need to have a motion to make it emergency? Or
no, it was submitted as an emergency. Okay. It's a Scrivener's error in the publication of the agenda. The public is aware that this is being considered today.
Okay.
Thank you
very much. The notice requirement of the agenda is met. You can vote on it today.
Hey, was there a sign-up sheet on this? Did I ask
that? There was, and no one signed up.
Okay.
So I am kind of curious on this item because there has been some controversy. If you could just kind of bring us up to where we're at.
Sure. Well, as you know, some of you were here last September. We passed Resolution 36539, I believe, and that was to start this planning process that came out of a mediation agreement between the Portland Parks and Recreation and also the Mount Tabor and South Tabor Neighborhood Associations. And so at this point, we formed the Mount Tabor Central Yard Nursery Planning Group in the beginning of January. That included members, about a third of them, that went through the mediation process. We also put out a larger recruitment and got some other members from other parts of the city, other parts of the southeast, and then also have about another third or so is park staff, including yard staff that work at the yard. We've been doing kind of what we call the homework phase up to this point, which is kind of typically the pre-design work that the architect firm would do, and that's things like looking at what are the transportation and zoning requirements, some of those things, what are the current site program needs. And then this contract's to bring on the architect firm Opsis, which is based in Northwest Portland. And they'll be doing the design phase over the summer. They plan to come out in July and August with about three draft options. And then over the summer, we'll be determining kind of that final option, be bringing it here to discuss with you. And then by the end of the calendar year, we plan to have a final option that, again, we'll bring back for your final approval as outlined in the resolution. So.
Clearly, the process is working well because the neighbors were very upset when they thought we weren't going forward because they've appreciated so much how well you all have been working together towards a resolution. So
yeah.
We all appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your support as well in the budget to fund this. We appreciate that as well.
Other questions? It's an emergency. Call a vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Smile.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Commissioner Fish, did you wish to make an announcement about your Friday community swearing in?
Yes, I also wanted to thank, I'll get this, Mayor. yes, we'll be doing a public swearing in at the Rosa Parks Elementary School on Friday at 10 o'clock, and I hope that each of you can and members of the public can join us. And I also want to thank my colleagues for restoring funding for the rescue unit for the Fire Bureau.
Well, you threatened us.
With a veto,
we actually respond well.
I can now say that this was already a pretty good week, and my wife and I appreciated all your courtesies yesterday. But this is the icing on the cake. So thank you for restoring the funding for that important program, which, as I noted when I looked at the map, Commissioner Leonard, would provide a service that might actually impact you.
Is that a threat?
If there was some emergency,
there's another a second threat this week, Commissioner,
in your household. So thanks to my colleagues on that.
Good. We are recessed until 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Are you going to do between now and tomorrow? Are you going to take my monitor away or my phone? I mean, what's going on?
You have Sam.
Is the desk?
Do you actually think these are more comfortable, though?
These are terrible.
Well, he doesn't either, so I don't know.
Well, I think we steal our
ones. You know,
why did you screw us over with these chairs? So, why'd you screw us over with these chairs? Whatever. You just come in and ruin
my life. That was a fast switch.
I thought the council looked.